loss mitigation rules are now. There's an awful lot of them to catch up with from 2013, and we have had our amendments that were disseminated, which we don't know yet exactly what the effective date of them is going to be. But even these amendments, when they came out, had 900 pages of explanatory information. So I think that gives me exactly two seconds per 8.5 by 11 single space page to try to cover these. So forgive me for just trying to hit the highlights. It is truly a large number of words to discern and interpret, and they're not exactly always written with perfect clarity when you started trying to apply them to the real world. But I think when we start trying to interpret and understand the 2016 amendments to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau's existing mortgage rules, it's important to take a step back and think about those original rules and what they're trying to improve on. And that is that in issuing the 2013 rules that we've been dealing with for a few years, the Bureau discerned and assessed that the mortgage servicing industry had been built to handle a large volume of loans with very little servicing requirements for each of those loans, and that when the financial crisis hit and the number of distressed loans just skyrocketed, that there just wasn't enough horsepower in the mortgage servicing industry, in the assessment of the CFPB anyway, to deal with it. They just couldn't keep up, was the assessment of the CFPB, with the result that there was a similarly skyrocketing number of borrowers who were believed to be substantially harmed.